99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Bring some mic on the floor, take a little time. Come and see, do with me, give a little sign.
I'll be there after a while.
We had a lot of wind yesterday, but what a difference a day makes, right? 99.7 Max FM playing maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more with Jay Roberts. Yeah, like Dave mentioned, I have done a lot of storm chasing, seen some pretty impressive storms and tornadoes. These days, mostly I call virtual chasing, sitting in front of a computer, sitting in front of an iPad, looking at weather models, that kind of thing, live weather radar, you know, analyzing radar images, that kind of thing. Not really as exciting as it used to be back in the day. I think I need to get back out there. Dave and I should actually take a little storm chasing trip together at some point, I'm thinking.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
we'll be right back. something you love,
and you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, crews from the National Weather Service out in our area in various locations where those funnel clouds were reported yesterday, of course, confirming the fact that we did have some tornado touchdowns. Should be getting a full report on most of those storms sometime today.
Remember.
No stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
That song, Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Another reminder that the Baraboo Water Utility going to be doing some work replacing a water service on the 1100 block of Oak Street. That's coming up tomorrow. It's going to be closed tomorrow from 9th to 10th Streets, starting at 7 a.m. Should be wrapped up and reopened by about 2 p.m. So keep that in mind. There will be a detour in that area.
Weger Realtors Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Waika Realtors Great Day, downtown Baraboo, greatdaybrokers.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
99.7 Max FM.
Go, girl.
maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
We can't.
Classic sounds of Skinner, 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I'll tell you what, summer can be a little cruel. When it gets super hot, then it chills down. It gives us a little weather whiplash. Also cruel in the fact that it goes by so darn quickly. Can't believe we're already in nearly the third week of July.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
What's
And it's REO Speedwagon playing the 80s, 90s, and more on Max FM. When I think of REO Speedwagon, sometimes I, and I don't know really what the association is, but sometimes I think of the Steve Miller Band. And I just learned this morning that the Steve Miller Band has canceled all of their upcoming tour dates. I don't believe that they had any dates nearby here. I know they were supposed to play the State Fair in Minnesota coming up next month, but beyond that, I don't believe they had any dates in our area, but they have canceled all upcoming tour dates. And they released a statement to fans. This is kind of interesting. It says here, the Steve Miller Band has canceled all upcoming tour dates. The combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires make these risks for you, our audience, the band and crew, unacceptable. So you can blame it on the weather. The tour is canceled. It goes on to say, we don't know where or don't know when. We hope to see you all again. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. Please take care of each other. Steve, the band, and the crew. So basically, because of weather concerns, they're canceling their entire tour. Kind of an interesting mindset. I'm not really sure where exactly all that comes from. Weather has been a concern since the beginning of time, right? Sometimes you have bad weather, sometimes you have good weather.
Come to Konamichi Craft Bar for a fundraiser in support of State Representative Karen DeSanto. Come together at Konamichi Craft Bar, 126 3rd Avenue, downtown Baraboo, Saturday, July 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Suggested ticket donation is $30 per person, but any amount is welcome and appreciated. Enjoy a nosh table provided by Konamichi Craft Bar and Entertainment. A cash bar is available. Live music is sponsored by the Sauk County Democrats. Purchase tickets at Konamichi or Becca Cates during regular hours.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House is expected to take up a vote on the Senate amended bill that cuts funding to foreign aid and COPE programs, including public broadcasting. ABC's Jay O'Brien says despite the changes, this bill faces a good chance to pass.
It's unclear the level of support that it has. I've talked to some hardline House Republicans who typically are spending hawks, who typically would be sticks in the mud with any kind of bill that was rewritten by the Senate, who say, in general, they seem okay with this language because in broad, it's $9 billion plus worth of cuts.
Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June, that after declining 0.9% in May. That according to the Commerce Department's latest data. Clothing and accessory sales rose, while health and personal care sales rose 0.5%. It's data that could point to Americans buying for school season or stocking up due to tariff concerns. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Today's the day Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus youth lose access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Activity at the Port of Green Bay is off compared to last year at this time. Shipping totals were still lagging behind last year in June, according to figures shared by port officials. Year-to-date totals are 47% lower than at the same time of last year's shipping season. And changes to the state budget will delay the opening of a potential Dane County Buc-ee's. Planned funding for road expansion to accommodate the mega-sized convenience store and gas station was cut in the final version of the recently passed state budget. DeForest asked for $6 million in DOT grants, but they got only $4
million. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 61.
About each other's strengths. We live without each other's.
each other.